Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of 80 Pounds of Trenderite. That is courtesy of the one, the only, KD Didn't. I'm Jack, that is Miles. Here are some things that are trending. Joe Rogan is trending because he has, in the least surprising revelation, I think, right? He's announced that he doesn't quite trust this whole vaccine thing.
Well, the way he's doing it, he's in like, look, if you're like 21 years old and you say to me this, he's setting up a hypothetical where a 21-year-old person is approaching him on the street for unsolicited medical advice. Mm-hmm. Or I guess it is solicited at this point. But he says, if you're like 21 years old and you say to me, should I get vaccinated? I'll go, no, you got to take care of yourself. You got to blah, 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 blah. And just kept going on this other shit about how he doesn't. I don't look. It's Joe Rogan. Why are we surprised? But alongside that, Bill Burr was also trending because, like, maybe a year ago or a few months ago when he was talking, when Joe Rogan tried to get him to talk shit about masks, Bill Burr was like, I'm not doing this. Two guys, no medical expertise, talking about masks. You got a big American flag behind you. I'm not doing this. Yeah. But Joe, I don't know. Joe Rogan looks different, like more tanned or something, or more something. I don't know what's going on with him.
He looks like he's being inflated, right? Like, doesn't he look like he just got mad?
He's transforming. He's in between forms. We'll see what his
producer
final
Brian is saying. Texas Sun.
Oh, yeah. That might do it.
That was a thing that I knew he had gotten much thicker, but like it was the pictures of him like hanging with Chappelle where I was like, he has taken on new inhuman dimensions. Like, he is as wide as he is tall. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Does he openly like say that he uses steroids? Is he like one of those dudes?
I don't give a shit enough to know. I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit. He looks like shit.
I mean, but he is kind of my inspiration. So, you know who really got me into this podcasting game? Rogan.
Yeah, man.
Fucking listen to that guy. Just, you know. makes things turn the light on inside this old noggin here. But like the scary thing about that story is that he probably is asked by people all the time. Like that probably wasn't a hypothetical 21-year-old coming up to him on the street. Yeah. What should I do? And then he bases his entire worldview on his very limited experiences. I didn't die of COVID when I was 21. So yeah, you should be good.
Right. Meanwhile, yeah. And his idea is like, just stay healthy. You know how many athletes are still like, I got it and I am not right to this day?
Yeah. They must have been suffering from fear, Miles, clearly.
Yeah, exactly. And they weren't, they didn't go on Fear Factor to conquer it. So they, it's on them. They fucked up.
I've conquered fear. I've conquered the Illuminati,
the UFC, also
the normal dimensions of a human body.
Not to mention that, what's the one guy who, was the comic who he was blaming for taking all of that material? And he was like, your name's Nate Holness. You're not even Carlos Mendoza.
Carlos Mendoza?
Remember Mendoza? What's his name?
Mencia.
Yeah. That was, I remember the beginnings of people like, yo, Joe Rogan's like with that shit, bro. Like he just completely came at this other comedian.
Mm-hmm.
What a route they took. Didn't he start news radio also, I think?
Yeah, he's been around. He's been around and has been multiple different people every time he surfaces.
So again, he's just finding his new form and we'll see what he comes out as next.
Yeah. Interesting. Very interesting. Sweaty one thing you can't say about Rogan is he's not interesting. The guy is so fucking boring. Kevin Love is trending. He's had multiple on-court moments that are like where he like seems to be like, fuck this, man. Like it's very much like, fuck. Like he doesn't want to be here anymore.
What is going on with him?
I don't know.
Seen this. Is it that he's there? Okay, so for people who don't know, the referee passes him the ball to inbounds it, and he just kind of punched it away into play.
Yeah.
And the Raptors just scored a three off of it.
Yeah, the Raptors just picked it up. They're like, all right.
What?
Yeah, he just kind of slaps it to the side. He said that he was frustrated with a call, and so he was just expressing his frustration, but people took it to be because they suck, and like he's kind of just been marooned with the Cleveland Cavs for a long time. People are like, he must be so miserable there. But there's also this clip of him from, I think, maybe last season, where his point guard is like just dribbling at the top of the key, and he gets frustrated that he's not like getting into the offense yet. And so he just like runs to the walks angrily to the top of the key, like clapping his hands, catches the ball and just like wings it at a different player, like just very
like
temper tantrum shit.
To the wing.
Yeah, it's, you know, I don't think this is being colored by the fact that he's been open about like struggles with depression and stuff. Like I just think it's, you know, that's just not a way that people are accustomed to seeing someone act on a NBA court. But I do admire the fact that he's open about, you know, struggles with mental health. And I also think we should give him the benefit of the doubt for that he was pissed at a ref, because people do silly shit when they're pissed at a ref all the time.
Yeah, and at that point, it's like the ref, it was clearly not like intentionally. I'm going to inbounds the ball to the opponent for an uncontested three. Like,
yeah,
it was clear he was batting the ball, and the ref should be like, hey, asshole.
Right.
Like, if anything, like maybe tee him up or something, but don't act like that's what he wanted to do either.
Right.
But
yeah,
it was just kind of funny because everyone was like, what the fuck was that? And even Kevin was like, oh, they're still playing? Oh,
right.
Shit, he just
All
right, give it back to me to inbound it again.
One of the great, maybe he's just, he's one of the great outlet passers. Maybe this is an innovation he's working on.
Yeah, dude,
the ball
distances
punch.
That man can throw the ball effortlessly.
Yeah.
And what is he, Mike Love's nephew or some shit? Which Beach Boy?
That's the one thing.
Is that his grandpa?
It's the one thing I'll hold against him forever. His uncle is Mike Love, the worst guy from the Beach Boys, who the guy who's all Kokomo, and none of Pet Sounds.
Yep.
Ohtani is trending. The pitcher slugger for the Angels had a man. It is just always interesting. Every time he goes out there, he gave up 4 runs, 3 hits in what was it, 5 innings? But
yeah,
he also struck out 9 batters.
Yep,
this dude.
That's
is
when
just,
he was pitching.
Yeah, when he was pitching. Okay, and then when he was hitting. He hit a 2-run double, went 2 for 3 with 3 runs scored. Damn.
The stats are ridiculous.
Yeah.
3.29 ERA, 23 strikeouts in 13 innings. He's over 300 in his batting average, 7 home runs, 18 RBIs, and 3 steals. He's a pitcher.
Does he?
He is a goon. This man, I don't know what this is, but I love to see it.
Is he in the lineup every time he's not pitching? Like, is he hitting every time he's not pitching? Like every game?
Oh, I don't know. I actually haven't bothered to look that far because, look, at the end of the day, he's an Angel. So just it's I have to like blur my eyes to just be like, good, Shohei's doing good.
Yeah,
unrelated to the Dodgers.
Oh, right.
Yeah, but yeah, this is just. I think we'll continue to probably be like, it's getting worse in that right. Like he's becoming more of a fucking dominant force and you love to see it. Cause you realize how often, like how much hope it fills you with. Like when you see like players who are just fucking from another dimension and
yeah.
No one knows what to do. Like there's a women's player named Vivian Miedema, who's this Dutch national player, and she's scoring goals like so effortlessly to the point where it's just like demoralizing to play against sometimes. And I'm like, yes, I love seeing just people look like they're playing the shit on easy. But yeah, it's inspiring.
Yeah, that's why I was always like confused by people who were LeBron haters, continue to be LeBron haters. It's like you're watching somebody do something like that hasn't been done yet. If you like basketball, how do you?
Yeah, not I wasn't like a him. Hater more than like ambivalent or more trying to ignore how good he was to like to protect my own fragile ego. But now that he's firmly rooted in the sides of evil with the Lakers, I love it. Mm-hmm. And wasn't it Dr. J that was like, wasn't he the latest person to be like, yo, I'm not putting him on any of my all-time teams?
I mean, let's keep in mind that so he did a first team and a second team. Mm-hmm. LeBron did not make it. His first team did not have Michael Jordan on it. So, like, we can immediately tell this dude to shut the fuck up. It's just that old-timer shit. I mean, he put Oscar Robertson on his first team. Oscar Robertson is that, you know, he's the dude who's like, nobody's better. Like, I was the best, and, like, nobody's better than the people who I played with. And it's like, they are demonstrably better.
Right.
Like,
it's like the Sugar Hill Gang.
The worst guy
their, like,
on the Lakers would...
Right.
Be
Sugar
really
Hill Gang putting their like best MCs list together and like Kendrick Lamar. No, no,
that's exactly right.
I'm talking about people rap like this. Everybody get down. I don't like Complex. Like, okay, fool, sure. It's second team, Magic, Michael. The second team, okay,
is
I'm
Magic,
sorry. Let's
Michael.
Read
this. Yeah,
I get it. Look, you're old and you're washed, and you're shout out to all the homies that have passed away. Pour one out for them. The Big O, Jerry West, Wilt the Stilt. Bill Russell and Elgin Baylor. Fantastic. Second team.
Bill Russell
Magic,
belongs
Michael,
there.
Larry, Carl Malone, and Kareem.
Yeah. Just so that's the first team. Just replace Larry Bird with LeBron and replace Carl Malone with Bill Russell. And you've got a good, that's a first team that everybody, almost everybody would agree with, I think. Or like at least be like, okay, I see where you're coming from. But trying to, I don't know.
I get like, he's just mad.
Okay. You
know, how many rings you got, Dr. J? How many rings you got?
Has he got one?
Yeah.
But he did choke Larry Bird that one time. That was funny.
I mean, look, that's great. And look, I wonder if he's like, man, I need to get more respect for like dunking.
Right.
Like, and he's like, oh, God. Don't forget about me, Dr. J.
Yeah. He was probably pissed that nobody was like, but what about you? Why aren't you on there, Dr. J? Or maybe they asked him to accept him, like, accepting you. What is your top squad? Right? He didn't put himself on either of the teams, right?
No.
Yeah.
He definitely did not.
He fucked me up when I was young. One of the first people I ever heard talk about attention deficit disorder was, which is something that I had but like this is before I knew I had it. He was like, well, see the thing that it was like halftime of an NBA game and he was complaining about Dennis Rodman. And he said, the problem with Dennis Rodman is he has attention deficit disorder. He does not, he never feels like he has enough attention and he's always trying to get more attention. I was like, well, he's a doctor. That sounds
I love it.
Accurate.
It's when the attention on you is at a deficit and that's causing a disruption or disorder within you. Not called your ego.
Right.
Fuck yeah. You know what? Fuck it. Dr. J, what would have been your takes on COVID, bro? Where are you at with that one?
Oscars 2021 was trending because people were acting shocked that the ratings were down. That was the top headline. So Drudge Report is like it gets as much traffic as like the New York Times and it only has one page. So it's like half of the country at least gets their news by just going to this Drudge Report. Simple ass website. That's just a link links off to other news stories. Its top headline for the entire day was like, shock, Hollywood shock. Oscar ratings crater down more than 50%. Like the end of Hollywood, the end of an era. Dude, we talked on this show that it was going to be down by at least 50%. Every award show has been down by at least 50%. Yeah. And movies are specifically an art form that was shut down for the year. So, like, what did you think was going to happen? Like, how is this the biggest news that you can...
I wish I ran a studio so I could run an experiment, like a psyop on the right, to create a world where Hollywood is losing so bad.
Right.
And to be like, I just, you know, like the way this the conservatives have, like, you know, fomented this movement against us. Like, it's truly, we may have to shutter Warner Brothers Studios
and reopen as Daily Wire Studios. Because
they don't know anybody over here. So they just read headlines and they spin them like, they're devastated. Fuck yeah. So I'm curious if you fed them that narrative and like really ramped it up. They'd be like, yeah. And then you're like, no, stupid. No. That's not what's happening. Also, like, think about like lived outcomes, but that's fine because that's all they got now. It's just trying to dunk on the people that didn't let them into their club.
They just make a good movie then, man. Make one good movie, conservatives.
I'm waiting for that one where we got to go.
Right. I mean, all right. So Clint Eastwood, he's made some good ones, but like his best movies have, like, humanistic politics, like Unforgiven is my favorite of his movies. That's got like humanistic values at the core of it. And it's like undercutting like all the like rah-rah, you're going to step
to me punk I want the one where we somehow are like it's so well done.
Right.
It's like the Big Little Lies type thing where like, yo, these people are fucked up, but I kind of get it though.
Right. Make us get it.
But it's a very fucked up conservative thing where most people off the rip, you'd completely dismiss it. And you're like,
you know that Hollywood can't make movies about that shit. You saw Hillbilly Elegy. That was grotesque. That was so just dismissive. And they fucking, like, the hatred for the people that they were making the movie about was like palpable. Like they can't do it. So make a great movie about yourselves. We'll watch it. We'll be like, okay, all right. Or see, point me to one that has been made that we didn't pay attention to, you know?
Yeah. They're going to be like, hey, racists eat yogurt too, man. And that was the bottom line. We humanized it. It's like, he spent a lot of script pages just for that.
Finally, Mr. Beast Burger is truly trending in the sense that like suddenly seeing it everywhere. It was on the trending searches for Google yesterday. It is the restaurant. It's the chain that Doughboys reviewed on last week's episode. I haven't listened yet, but this is like a ghost kitchen pop-up that started during the pandemic by like a YouTube influencer that is blowing up. It's like doing really well. And it was trending yesterday because it like launched a special burger called a ghost burger with some YouTube influencer, like game
content creator. Dream
Burger, that's right. Ghost Burger would have been cooler. Okay, little note, drop the and change your name to Ghost. Yeah, it's, I don't know, I'm gonna check this shit out. Like, I'm always,
this shit looks good. I don't give a fuck as long as I'm
in
not
the
like
market for a good burger.
It's not the Mike Lindell burger or some shit. Like, yeah, do it. But I think there is this whole virtual kitchen thing really is taking off, because I'm pretty sure I was just reading about how like they're trying to figure out how to do something like this with Wiz Khalifa now too.
Oh, nice. Hell yeah.
But I mean, look, I don't know how many people think of Wiz as being like, what's he eating?
I mean,
but sure,
how does he keep that figure, man? He's
that's got just one of those, you know, people have those wicked metabolisms where you're like, what?
Huh? Yeah. Yeah.
Hummingbird metabolism, you know?
Yeah.
I mean?
Preview. For that. Preview. Also incredibly long tongue on Wiz Khalifa. Mm-hmm. He can just take down a whole burger without any hands. Just wraps his tongue around it. Yeah, but I don't know. I think there's like fucked up politics and economics around ghost kitchens for sure. There's like, you know, anything that like goes online and like seems like it's using the internet in a smart way, it's always like the way it's used is to give more of the money to a smaller number of people, it seems like. So I'm sure
how we stay rich, baby.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So we can
be
happy.
You think I'm
going to
do a
pop-up
with Wiz Khalifa and not cash the fuck out? You think I'm doing that for humanity's sake?
Yeah. So we'll see. But I do want to try a Mr. Beast burger.
I honestly, but here's the thing. If you really look at it, right, are we really looking at something that we can't, like, at this point, I've made so many hamburgers at home in the quarantine. Like, my smash burger game is fucking litty in the pan. All I get impossible burgers. Like, they're like at umami style, baby. So when I look at it, I'm like, okay, you're just making a smash burger with some, you know, when they say house seasoning, what is it? Seasoned salt, American cheese, pickles, onion. This ain't nothing new, baby.
Yeah, it's just like a very straightforward execution, but like they nail it. I'm done.
But yeah, that's the thing.
I want to check it out. What's the Daily Zeitgeist pop-up kitchen? Like, what would our food be?
Just all Mountain Dew and cold brew.
Daily
it's
Zeitgeist
a Taco Bell that serves cold brew. And you can smoke weed in it. That's pretty easy.
There you go.
Just collab with them.
Yeah, done. All right, that is what is trending this afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Wear a mask. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is Raquel Willis from Queer Chronicles. Right now, there are close to 500 anti-LGBTQ plus bills in state legislatures across the country. Lambda Legal is leading the charge against these hateful bills that target mostly trans and non-binary people. You can fight discrimination and help write the next chapter of Lambda Legal history. To learn more about their open cases and to donate, visit lambdalegal.org. That's lambdalegal.org.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.